Hi, you have just entered the healing room where you are going to get straight talk, no chaser. This is a mindful perspective on healing and elevation in faith, business, relationship, and yes, self. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and you're in the right place at the right time. Come on in.
Come on in, come on in, come on in. I'm so excited for today's discussion here in the healing room, and I'm so thrilled that you are here. Today's discussion is going to be a joyful one, and it's going to be one that goes deep as always, because today we talk about finding that childlike dream again and how, when looking at the mind-body-spirit connection, we can do that. I am so excited to take this journey with you of healing today and to uncover some of those childlike dreams that maybe you have put away. So without further ado, as always, let's get this thing started off right with a little bit of spoken word. If my mind is connected to my body and my body is connected to my mind and my mind is connected to my spirit, then who is connected to me? My mind is healing to my body is the bloodline that runs deep that saves me. It's the ancestor that's connected, put money away from me. It's the investment that I never made that reaps a harvest in my life I desperately need. Healing is the one that shows me there's a better way.
There's a better way.
My mind is connected to my body, and my body is connected to my mind, and my mind's connected to my spirit, who's connected to me. See, if we're always connected, we're never rejected. And if we're always linked up, we're never alone.
We're never alone.
Just because it's invisible doesn't mean it doesn't matter. Just because it's not defined doesn't mean it's not true. Just because you don't hold it in your hands doesn't mean it doesn't hold power. And just because they don't speak about it doesn't mean it doesn't live in you. Your spirit is healing. Your spirit is whole. Your spirit is happy. Your spirit dances. Your spirit shouts. Your spirit sings. Your spirit is connected. Your spirit chants. Your spirit loves. Your spirit forgives. Your spirit heals. Your spirit guides you. The health of your spirit is the health of your mind. Is the health of your body. Is the health of your mind. Is the health of your spirit. Is the health of your body. Is the health of you.
Thank you for allowing me to share that piece with you. I just love using spoken word to just kind of open up our mind and spirit for this discussion. So I hope you are repeating the healing pledge after me. I am committed to not being critical of myself or living in condemnation, but taking this opportunity to self-reflect for healing and elevation so I can live a life of freedom. That felt good to say. Let's dive in. Let's talk about it. That mind-body connection. And this is going to flow deep into resurrecting that child-like dream that maybe you once had. So make sure that you listen all the way to the very end. This is not going to be a long discussion, but it is very important that you understand the full concept that I'm bringing today. So let's talk about the mind-body connection. On yesterday, on my Instagram page, over at MC_writes, I posted an inspirational quote that I wrote, and it says this: the health of the mind is directly connected to the health of the body. The health of the body is directly connected to the health of the mind. One of the things that people struggle with and reach out to me about often, and find yourself in these scenarios because only you know in the area that you're working with today, what people reach out trying to either lose weight in their waist or get their skin back on track, or maybe they're dealing with a little bit of stress and feelings of anxiousness and worry. Many a times the response is the same no matter what the question is. The frequency of which change takes place often lives within the spirit. Many people have a hard time truly accepting that, and I want to show you why it's so key. A broken spirit offers very little change. A healing spirit produces energy for change. A broken spirit offers very little change, but a healing spirit produces energy for change. It's hard to lose that weight or change that mindset if you have a broken spirit that is depleting energy from you. A lot of times when people deal with anxious thoughts, worry, and sadness, it's hard for them to get out of bed. The morning feels daunting and overwhelming, and sometimes even doing simple tasks can seem overwhelming. A lot of times in current culture, that is only defined as mental health, but today I want to talk about your spiritual well-being. The exasperation that happens in the spirit must be taken a look at if you are truly desiring change, whether emotionally or physically. Many a times, getting up to go to the gym to work out, enjoying the sun on the back of your neck, taking a long walk down your neighborhood street, takes very little energy. But if the spirit feels broken in this area in regards to your health, weight loss, muscle, physical structure, if your spirit feels broken or hopeless in this area, mustering the spiritual energy to do a simple thing like take a walk every day can seem overwhelming. So why is this important? Well, it's important for your life if you are someone who wants to see massive changes this year in your physical body or in your mindset. If you're experiencing anxious thoughts, worry, and self-doubt, it's important to look at and see if you have areas in your life where your spirit feels broken. Because remember, a broken spirit offers very little change in that area that you're seeking, but a healing spirit produces energy for change. Healing is so important, and the mind and the body are truly connected. Understanding the frequency of that change lies deep within the spirit. So I want to ask you today, has there ever been a time in your life where you accomplished something and you were really excited about that accomplishment? Maybe you were able to lose 5 pounds. Maybe you were able to get a little bit more physically fit or handle your fitness just a little bit better. Maybe you started eating healthier or drinking water. Maybe you decided to try something new and go to a new place and have a new experience, right? Do something you've never done before. Maybe you went out on a date and really went out on that date confidently, or had an audition as a creative, submitted your portfolio, or showed up to a casting call and really knocked the ball out of the park. I want you to take a moment and close your eyes, and don't do this if you're driving, cooking, or watching children, of course. Do this when you're in a safe place. But I want you to close your eyes and think about that moment where you did that one thing. Think about where you are. Think about your environment. Think about the things that are around you. Maybe the smell, maybe the sounds, maybe the sights. And I want you to check in with yourself and describe the spirit you had when you did this thing. Hopefully you have a picture of that. Hopefully a picture came to your mind. Hopefully you can remember the energy that you had in your body and mind during that experience when you had that accomplishment. Many a times it's easy to think about what physically occurred or what you thought about, and it's easy to overlook what's happening in the spirit. But when the spirit is healing in an area, let me give you an example. Someone has a really bad breakup, but after 6 or 7 months, and sometimes it takes that length of time, 6 or 7 months. For some people, it takes 1 to 2 years. For some people, it takes 2 to 3 weeks. But let's just say it was 6 to 7 months. You start to see this person feeling confident again. You see this person laughing out loud and smiling. You see this person happy and attending more events and meeting more people. A lot of times what is happening internally is the spirit has had an opportunity to heal. There may not be physical wounds. There may be no wounds on the brain mentally, but a lot of times the spirit has to have time to heal. I want you to take this concept and apply it to whatever it is that you want in your life this year in 2020. Whether you're wanting a new home, whether you're wanting to lose weight or to gain more muscle, whether you're wanting a clearer mind, rid of anxious thoughts and consistent worry, I want you to begin to speak to your spirit and tell your spirit what it needs to hear. Case in point, if you've struggled with anxious thoughts for a very long time, you can say to your spirit, "Spirit, I'm ready for you to begin healing now. Spirit, I want you to reveal to me what happened in my childhood or my young adult years or in the first couple years of my marriage that developed or encouraged this level of worry in me. And spirit, I want you to heal." You can speak to your spirit. Another is pray and meditate. Take 5 minutes out of the day meditating on the image that you want for your life. Maybe there is something happening in your life where you want to lose weight, but you have a good for your body, drinking things that maybe not are best for your digestive system, not really prioritizing your physical activity, whether that's every morning waking up and taking that 15, whether that's every Sunday night preparing lunches for the week so that you know you're having at least one meal that's healthy every day. You know what that is that you wish that you could do that you're not doing. You can begin to meditate on that image 5 minutes a day and allow your spirit to begin healing itself. This is so important because a lot of times people wonder, how come I can't do that? Or I never have that type of confidence or self-esteem. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can. You might just need a little bit of spirit healing. I want to share a quote with you, and it's by Akshay Dubey. And it says this: "Healing doesn't mean the damage never existed. It means the damage no longer controls our lives. Healing doesn't mean the damage never existed. It means the damage no longer controls our lives." This is so pivotal and key. Many a times we've been told for so long that this is the type of food we eat, or this is the level of worry we should have every week as a woman. Women should always be worried about this and always be self-conscious about this, or men should think this way. We're fed these things throughout our lives, whether you're a senior, whether you're recently married, whether you're a young adult, whether you're in college. It doesn't matter what stage of life, we're constantly fed different thoughts and ideals. And we've also had different experiences that have hurt us. Maybe we were told that, oh, you'll never be fit, or you're always going to be a little bit heavy. That's what people like you should look like. You might have been told all kinds of things, whether it comes to your body or your mind. You know, sometimes without knowing it, our culture can encourage worry or anxiety. And I know that we have listeners from all over the world, in Kenya, in the US, in Brazil, in the UK, in the United Arab Emirates. I know that we have so many cultures here, but I think we can all agree that our individual cultures always perpetuate a certain narrative, no matter what tribe or community we're residing in. And the question is that narrative matching up with the healthy you? You want whatever is vibrating through your spirit to be the image of the healthy you. And so as we seek healing, it doesn't mean that your past never existed. It doesn't mean that you never had anxious thoughts or worry. It doesn't mean that you've never struggled with your weight, or you've never eaten something bad, or you've never struggled with hair loss or skin issues, gut issues. You guys know I've shared my testimony here, the different things that I've gone through. It doesn't mean that I never experienced those things, but living a life of health and vitality now with fitness and a specific food regimen that's delicious and that I love. And I'm not perfect, but I'm steadily growing. And there's a new me today than the me that was living in this world 10 years ago. And I want you to be okay with giving your spirit a new image. And even more importantly, giving your spirit an opportunity and a priority for healing. Let me share this quote with you. It's by the late, great Miles Monroe. And it says this: "The picture that we have of ourselves will always determine how we respond to life." Miles Monroe. The picture that we have of our lives will always determine how we respond to life. This is so key. And sometimes we've got to change that picture. So I want to do a brief exercise with you where we begin to recreate a new picture for you. Whatever area that you have decided to work on this year in 2020, I want you to think about what that is. And let it be specific, not just health, but maybe you want to lose 15 pounds, not just work on my anxious thoughts, but maybe you would like to reduce your anxious thoughts by 80, 90, or 100%. Not just, I want to feel better, but maybe you want to live a life that is void of worry. Be specific with whatever it is. It could be anything that you want to work on this year in 2020. Don't want you to think about where you were yesterday, but I want you to picture yourself on December 31st, 2020. And I want you to picture yourself having accomplished that thing that you desire. Picture yourself having accomplished that thing that you desire. I want you to picture yourself in that place that brings about confidence, peace, clarity, and joy. You are residing somewhere. Maybe you're out in your garden, a place that you love. Maybe you're on a plane, traveling, not worried, not afraid. Maybe you're at a casting call, confident, walking through the door, like you are already chosen for the role. Where are you? I want you to have that location and I want you to see it. And I want you to see yourself as the person that has accomplished this thing that you want to accomplish this year. It's December 31st, 2020 at 10:30 a.m. in the morning and you're awake. You're filled with joy. And what other emotions do you feel? What do you look like? You've accomplished this thing. What does your physical look like? Are you radiating joy? What is it that you are radiating? What is your essence, right? Who's around you? Who are the people who are truly around you in this beautiful place of accomplishment on December 31st, 2020, which will come to pass? Who are those people who you allow into this space of true healing and accomplishment? What are the types of things that you might say to yourself? More specifically, what is your belief system on December 31st, 2020, where you have 100% accomplished this thing you want to accomplish this year? Hold tight to that image. Feel the feels, smell the smells, hear the sounds, hear the words, hear the belief system, see who's there, see what's around you, and keep that picture in your mind. Hold it there. And when you begin your meditation and prayer time, I want you to bring this image up for 5 minutes a day and give your spirit a new thought, a new image, an opportunity, and even better yet, a priority for healing. That's all for now. I'm MC Melissa Klein, and I truly believe you are in the right place at the right time. If today's discussion blessed your life, consider leaving a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. It helps us get the word out of healing into more homes, into more towns, more communities, more countries around the world. And if today's discussion really blessed your life, go on over to mcwrites.com/heal. That's mcwrites.com/heal. And schedule your absolutely free first consult with me. I look forward to your healing this year, and you are unstoppable. Until next time, God willing, every week, I look forward to seeing you right back here in the healing room.
I am so glad that you decided to step into the healing room today. If you heard something that inspired you or encouraged you, would you mind hitting the subscribe button? I would love to continue this dialogue throughout the year and share my journey as you share your journey with me over at mcwrites.com. Let's stay connected there as well and give it a 5-star review if it's on your heart to do. I would love that. Sharing it with your community on social media and in person. It's just all about passing along good thoughts, positive vibes, journeys, and stories so we all heal and grow together. I hope you feel what I'm saying. I hope you dig where I'm going with this. I don't just want this to be a podcast. I want it to be a community. I want it to be a safe space, a room where we can all heal. That's all for now. I'm MC, and thank you for entering the healing room.